Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at NeoCon 2013 in Chicago, and I'm with two executives with MMPI, which is Merchandise Mart Properties, the company that puts on NeoCon. I'm with Susan McCullough, who is Senior Vice President of the trade show, and Byron Morton, who is Vice President of Leasing. Susan, I'd like to start with you, if you would. Why don't you talk about the changes? I normally interview Mark Falinga. I know you guys have done some changing. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, we've had a reorganization here, and the positions are not exactly as they were before. We realigned things. So I'm Senior Vice President in charge of all of our trade shows. Byron is the Senior Leasing Executive for the permanent space. So the two of us together are kind of replacing what Mark was at one time.
Let's start out with the show just real quick, talking about your anticipation. It is the first day. You know, the economy's been improving. So how do you think the show is going to perform this year?
Well, we certainly hope it's going to be a great show. All indicators lead us to believe that it will be a great show this year. It's been very busy this morning, lots of crowds downstairs and on the permanent floors. And I think one of the things that's helpful in the economy is not necessarily that there are more people, but there are people in better moods, and there are people with projects, and there are people who are ready to specify orders.
You know, I've walked the show today and seen a lot of innovation, a lot of new ideas. I'm seeing more color, you know, and generally when you see more color, that's a good statement around people feeling good about where things are headed.
Yeah, I've noticed a lot of color in the marketplace as well. And it's funny because there's a color story over everything. What you see for home, you see in floor covering, you see in teapots, you see in a variety of things. And I saw lots of greens and yellows and oranges and brights. What did you see?
A lot of that, and also a lot of textures. It's a lot of creativity. People spending some money on product development. That is an expense in itself, so that's always a good statement about where they think things are headed.
Well, I think one of the unique things about NeoCon is that to see all the innovation. I mean, that's really, I think, what people come here for, is to see what's new product, and to get inspired and to come up with a whole range of new ideas based off of the things that they've seen.
Most of my audience is tuned into the floor covering business. Now, let's talk a little bit about floor covering. When it comes to coming into the show, the number of exhibitors and everything, that's still a very strong category for you, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's a strong category. We have about 15,000 square feet of floor covering in temporary space. Byron, maybe you can talk about what's upstairs.
About another 25 to 30,000 square feet of permanent showrooms, of course, all the market leaders. And as Susan said, you know, color and texture and shape really are the exciting things that you see at the show this year. But, you know, we kind of look to the floor covering business to see where some of the new trends just for the general feel of the commercial environment is going. They're really showing some exciting things this year.
Okay. You know, I'm excited to be with you guys because, you know, I did an interview with Cheryl Durst about 6 weeks or so ago, and we talked about the fact that you have a new tenant here. You actually have Motorola Mobility, which is a division of Google, moving into the space. And there's been a lot of rumors flying around about, is the Mart still real important to you? And actually, I thought I'd let you guys handle that question firsthand.
Clearly, the contract industry is mega important to us. It's our core business. NeoCon is the mothership of all the shows we do. It is absolutely important to us. We think about it every day. We have a whole team that works on this show all year long. It's the most concentration of product of our showroom business. It's the largest trade show we run. So those two things combined, it's huge for us. We would and anybody who thinks that we would ever walk away from that business must be crazy.
And so it will always be like it has been the second week in June, and it's going to go from now on, right?
We have dates for the next 25 years. Yeah. That should tell you that we're committed.
Yeah. All right. Well, Byron, if you would, talk a little bit, though, about that new tenant, because that actually might enhance some of the services you're able to offer with the building. Talk first, if you would, about how much space they're going to take.
Well, Motorola Mobility is going to be taking half of the 16th floor and then all of 17, 18, and 19. They'll even have some roof deck space as well. Motorola Mobility is a tech company. We've got some great tech companies already here in the building. And combined with the creativity that you see both in the showrooms and the folks that work in them, I think it really is a great mix of people that's going to be filling the building. Amenity-wise, I think you'll see over time our retail and our food service offerings improve as well, just really because it is easier to attract super high-quality tenants when you've got those kinds of demographics.
It's a really exciting opportunity for the A&D community. I mean, I believe Gensler is doing at least part of the work, but what an exciting project for the community at large. I mean, I think everybody can't wait to see what that space is going to look like.
So actually, it'll be an opportunity for some of these design firms to see exactly how you can take an old building and make some beautiful space out of it.
Absolutely, and I think it's exciting from the standpoint that it's got to be a great piece of business for an awful lot of people. So hopefully this generates the economy a little bit too.
Talk about the Martin, if you will, as far as just the overall space and how big it is relative to other buildings in Chicago.
Well, relative to other buildings in Chicago, it is the largest commercial office building not only in Chicago but in North America. Mart's 4.2 million square feet. We are spread out over 20 full floors of the building, and about 55% of the building is made up of showroom. So even after this huge Motorola Mobility lease that's coming into the building, our core business and the majority of our business still comes from showrooms and the related trade shows like NeoCon.
And this building is also a LEED EB, right?
As a matter of fact, we just recertified, and we got recertified as gold. So we were elevated from silver to gold status, which is just a tremendous accomplishment for a 75-year-old building.
Susan, you know, one last question for you. As you look to continue to build NeoCon, I mean, I know there's NeoCon East and there's other NeoCon shows, but here for this mothership. And by the way, why don't you tell us what NeoCon stands for, if you don't mind?
It's a National Exposition of Contract Furnishings.
Do you have plans for the future? Is there anything that's in the back of the mind you think that you're going to incorporate into this to continue to build on what the show stands for?
Well, the moment the show is over, we'll hold a postmortem and decide what was great, what was not so great, and start brainstorming for next year. That's the way we operate. I mean, we want to grow the show. We want to have the right products. We want to have the right categories. We want to have everything that an architect, a designer, the community at large needs. We want this to be the most important destination in the world. So we'll work on it.
Well, I talked to enough designers to know that this is the place they have to go to if they want to get a handle on what's going on in the marketplace. So it is a very successful show. I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Susan McCullough and Byron Morton with MMPI, the company that owns the Merchandise Mart. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.